From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, air pollution is slightly improving in New Jersey. Michael Seelback with the American Lung Association says in their new report, nine New Jersey counties posted their best results for ozone smog, but five counties worsened.
When it's breathed into the lungs, it's almost like putting a chemical sunburn on lung tissue.
Seelback says it's all A's and B grades for particle pollution, but that's expected to become a bigger problem as wildfires become more common. The first major wildfire of the year in New Jersey, by the way, has consumed more than 400 acres in Wharton State Forest. Fire officials say the fire is more than 75% contained. It broke out yesterday morning in the forest in the Waterford Township section of Camden County. The fire did not endanger nearby homes and buildings, but a campground and some local roads were closed as a precaution. Fire officials say recent rains have helped keep the fire risk down, but that more recent low humidity and high winds help create favorable conditions for a wildfire. Officials say a Vineland cop abused his authority to obtain child porn.
According to the Attorney General's office, 39-year-old Christopher Ortiz used his position as a sergeant with the Vineland Police Department to get images of child sexual abuse. Officials say the department was investigating a case involving the illicit images, and Ortiz directed a subordinate to email the child porn to him. An investigation found he had over 100 illicit images on electronic devices. A state grand jury indicted Ortiz on charges of child endangerment, official misconduct, and records tampering. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? New Jerseyans are among the earliest drinkers in the U.S., with the average resident grabbing a drink by 2:43 p.m., according to a survey by Zinnia Health. And while that's the average time, weekends and holidays are fair game for earlier drinking, with 38% and 36% of respondents saying they like to indulge earlier. 60% say they wouldn't drink alone before 5 o'clock, and beer and wine are the most popular options for earlier imbibement. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Things cooling down big time rest of the work week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So normal high temperatures here in late April are in the mid-60s. We won't even be close to that mark today, and for the next 3 days, in fact, as colder air returns. So today's going to be mostly to partly sunny, but high temperatures only 50 to 55 this afternoon. Tonight will be clear and chilly, potentially frosty, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, high temperatures a little bit better, highs 55 to 60. And we'll end up around 60 degrees on Saturday, but skies will turn mostly cloudy, and there will be a chance for some late-day rain showers on Saturday, too. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Belvedere, it's 42, Old Bridge is 48, Burlington 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season, or the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.